We're going to head out to Kent, Ohio, and be joined by Kent State head coach Sean Lewis. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Morning, Ken. Doing well.
Well, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the 62-20 victory over Bowling Green on Saturday afternoon. And after looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Flashes.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a great homecoming afternoon. There was a great crowd at Dick Stadium. We had beautiful weather. The kids played really, really well. Most complete game that we've had in all three phases since we've been here. Really did a good job, you know, controlling the controllables. I feel like we're really starting to, find our identity, establish some rhythm offensively, and settling in defensively, and special teams continues to be an advantage for us. Some things that we need to continue to clean up, but that's the lifestyle and the lens that we look at it from coaches, and the kids. It was good to hear them yesterday as we reviewed the tape with them. You know, they were happy, morale was high, but they were not satisfied. I know that they left some things out there that they need to improve upon. So happy to be rolling into the bye here, get some guys back, get some guys healthy before we take the next step in this journey this year.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Lewis and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Your comments on quarterback Dustin Crum, obviously with his third straight week of throwing for a career high. This game, obviously, 310 yards and three scores. What are you seeing from Dustin in his development as your offensive leader?
Yeah, I mean, just continued consistency. You know, the same things that he showed through spring ball and through training camp that awarded him this opportunity, and he's continued to grow and gain confidence every single time that he goes out. Really did a good job, you know, identifying the coverages and the different fronts and a lot of the different looks that BG was throwing at us and knowing where the answers were. And that's a testament to his preparation and the way that he goes into each test. He's ready. And, his level of training and his cerebral skills really carry him through. And he's done a really nice job distributing the football to a lot of different playmakers that we have. And guys are doing a great job executing and handling their 111th. And he's doing his part as well.
Specifically on his distribution to the receivers, but the efficiency, 26 of 31 passing for a completion percentage of almost 84%. What is he doing? Talk about that aspect of his game as far as what he's doing to improve his efficiency.
Yeah, I really think it goes to his preparation. He's got a really good understanding before the day even begins of what we're anticipating to see. We've kind of really started developing a good rapport, you know, as with the play callers and him, to where he can anticipate why we're calling certain things and what's going to come in certain zones, whether it be backed up, the alumni zone or the red zone, you know, to where he can do where his answers are. And so because of that, he's thinking fast, he knows fast, he's playing with confidence, he's throwing on time, on location. And then again, the receivers are doing a great job, you know, knowing and understanding. I think that they have a greater appreciation that if their job is to get open, if they get open, they got a guy who's going to distribute the football and put in a position, you know, where they can go make some plays with it and do some things with it, run after the catch. You know, I think that was a big part of why his numbers were a little bit higher than they had been, because we did a good job, one of the better jobs that we have done in our time here, of actually not only playing catch, but then running after the catch, which was good to see.
The running game, obviously, Joel Shaw led with 109 yards and two touchdowns and, you know, obviously a 7.3 average. But overall, as a team, 375 yards rushing for a 7.8 average. Talk about the effectiveness of your ground game.
Yeah, I mean, we've done a great job up front with Coach O'Boyle and the pieces that he's working through. You know, like everyone in the league, as you go through the non-conference, you get some bumps and bruises. And, you know, I think the old line out of anyone's done a great job kind of embodying that next man up mentality. Really worked well together. Nate Warnock, our center, is doing a fabulous job, regardless of who's in there with him, making sure that all the pieces are working in sync. The backs are having a better understanding, again, in year two of where the ball should hit, you know, based off of what the front is, whether it's inside zone, outside zone, one of our gap schemes, pin pull, what have you. So there's less hesitation in the hole. They got more confidence in the guys up front, again, because of the preparation and what they're doing throughout the course of the week. And I think that's showing up with the production on game day.
Talk about the spark, a creative play that can happen for your team. Obviously, early in that game with Cavius Price and the touchdown pass through, I believe it was Keenan Orr. Just talk about that that infectious play and the result it can have on your offense.
Yeah, I think with, you know, the way that you go about play calling, and one number one thing that we always tell our kids is our number one core value is that you got to have fun, you know. So you got to give your kids an opportunity and ability to have fun with the way that you're going to play the game and the way that you're going to call the game. And, you know, by doing that early and the kids executing it well, you know, that I think that gives the whole sideline some juice, you know, to let them know that we have confidence in them, that they can go play free and play fast and play confident and play loose. And you know, again, that's a testament to the way that they've gone about their work and how they've changed the culture around here to where we have the confidence to put them in those situations and know that, you know, we called that play and KP saw the opportunity. He took advantage of the opportunity, but I trust KP and the staff trusts KP or whoever we put in those situations that just because we call it doesn't mean you need to force those throws and those trick plays if they're not there, and we can go and play the next down if need be. So, you know, but the kids enjoy it. The kids have fun, you know, and it's a part of who we are.
And obviously for you, the importance of, you know, second year for you in the program, sitting here after four games, 2-2, a big homecoming home victory. Just talk about what that can really mean this early on in the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's huge not only for where we're at in the season right now, to have the confidence going into the bye week and allowing our staff to then, you know, go out on the road and recruit with some positive momentum. That's obviously huge. But also, you know, internally, just from a cultural shift and you know, being at a place, as we all know, that doesn't have a great history of winning, but these kids knowing and understanding and now having some evidence and proof to buy in and to be all in with our way of doing things because it's proven now. You know, I mean, that outing is a total group effort with special teams, defense, offense, you know, to go out and to put up those numbers. You know, it took all three phases of the family, and hopefully if there's any kids still left in the locker room that were kind of riding that fence, that they're all the way in with our way of doing things because they see what can be done when we're all on the same page and we're all doing it the right way.
Well, Sean, congratulations on the victory. We'll let you get back to your bye week, and we look forward to talking to you again next Monday morning.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Sean, again for Sean Lewis and his Kent State Golden Flashes coming off a 62-20 victory over Bowling Green in that contest. Quarterback Dustin Crum threw for a career-high 310 yards and three touchdowns. And, again, on his completion percentage, 26-31 passing for 83.8% in that contest. For Kent State, they will be off with a bye week this weekend, and they'll next return to the field on Saturday, October 5th, with a road game at Wisconsin.